Hello, viewers!
I'm Grace Teefee.
And I'm Cassidy Caplione.
Welcome to our latest episode on College Survival Guide, where we will be discussing the highly sought-after topic, Freshman 15. What is it, you might ask? Freshman 15 is a term used to describe the weight gained by students during their first year of study in college. This subject is important to us because we, as many of you may know, are planning on attending uni next fall.
In this episode, Freshman 15, The Epidemic, we will list the culprits that ruin one's diet, tips and tricks to prevent college weight gain, nutrition programs employed in colleges, and a bonus interview with a sufferer of the Freshman 15.
Let's dive in with an interview with a college student who would prefer to stay anonymous. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm a first year at VCU, sort of city campus.
Our topic is about weight gain and the Freshman 15. So when did the weight gain start for you?
Like the first week, everybody always tells themselves they're not going to gain any weight. So I'm pretty sure I lost weight the first week because I was adamant about losing weight. But then after that, it kind of gets to you because you fall out of the sync that you are in high school. Like, classes aren't really right after each other. There's not really a lunch break or anything. You just eat whenever you want, and all the food's kind of on, like, a meal plan, so you're not even really spending any money. So, you know, because it's super accessible, it was, like, right away. Maybe, like, September, the mid-September.
What contributed to the so-called Freshman 15?
Definitely the fact that you cannot cook your own food. It's all just microwavable stuff, and that has, like, no really nutritional value. And all of the dining halls and stuff, they all serve food that, I mean, it's not necessarily unhealthy, but it's just, since it's in a buffet sort of style, people eat a lot. We only have two really healthy options, which is, like, Shake Smart, which only opened this semester, and like Boston style, like restaurant called Obampin, which I mean is a hike, so nobody really goes there. So everything in walking distance is kind of unhealthy.
Could you clarify what the Shake Smart was?
Oh yeah, Shake Smart is like a place that sells yogurt bowls and like acai smoothie, that kind of thing. And they don't really do real food. They only do like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and like bowls with like banana and like peanut butter in it. So it's not really anything I could eat every single day.
And the last question I have for you is, were you able to lose any of these excess pounds? If so, what techniques did you use?
Yeah, when I came home, my mom kind of told me I was gaining weight. So after that, I stopped eating as much. It's just when you come into college, it kind of throws you off your rhythm. So once I was like back on my feet and like had all my classes ready, like once I was more organized, I could figure out times to go to like the gym and like go running. And then when it got cold, I did like dance classes and stuff at the gym. And I just overall just stopped eating after 12. That's literally the worst. If you're up late and your friends say you want to go out to eat, I just started saying no.
Thank you for letting us interview you, and we hope that the rest of your college experience is as great as you've described it to be.
I know we discussed one way that freshmen in college can gain weight, but there are many factors that can contribute. For example, the newfound freedom these students have with the food they are allowed to choose in the cafeteria, and also when and how much they eat. Also, and we will go into more detail about later, alcohol consumption is a major factor that causes weight gain among students. It is more accessible in college than it was in high school, and there is also more normalized in college to be drinking.
Additionally, with college comes an added amount of stress due to the increase in difficulty in academics. Many students are stress eaters and have to stay up later to finish assignments, making them have late-night snacks that are not all that healthy. However, later in the podcast, we will discuss ways to reduce stress, so stay tuned.
As many people may know, eating healthy is all about moderation. We will now be discussing tips and tricks to avoid the weight gain by making healthy choices while eating. The main point that needs to be emphasized is portion control.
When eating, it is important to remember that eating three balanced meals a day is key to not gaining weight. Many people believe that skipping meals will ensure they do not gain weight, But that is actually the opposite. When you skip a meal, your body stores fat because it does not know where the next meal is coming from. Therefore, you are not doing yourself a favor by skipping meals.
Now, when eating meals, make sure they are balanced. Try using a salad plate instead of a regular size plate. Therefore, you will still feel full because you finished all the food on your plate, but you ate less than you would have if you used a full size plate. Make sure your plate is proportioned correctly too. Half of your plate should contain vegetables, a quarter of it lean meats, and the other quarter whole grain. This way, you are having a full meal void of the excess calories. Also, what people may not know is that toppings can spoil your meal. For example, limit your dressing and croutons or nuts you put on top of your salad, as well as sauces or cheese you put on your pasta.
Now, on to what you should be drinking and what you should be avoiding. Many students make the mistake of drinking their calories. Try to stay away from sugary drinks and sticking to drinking water, tea, and black coffee. Also, regardless of alcohol being illegal, freshmen still indulge in partying and drinking. This is one of the main causes of weight gain among freshmen due to the fact that alcohol is empty calories. A 12-ounce beer is 140 calories, a 5-ounce glass of wine is 120 calories, and a mixed drink is 485 calories. Now, this may not seem like a lot, but no one drinks just one drink, so the calories add up for every drink. However, as stated before, we will dive deeper into the subject later on, so stick around because you do not want to miss it.
The silent killer, snacking. A little snack before I go to bed or before I have a meal won't hurt. That is one of the worst things someone can do. Unless the snacks are healthy, do not indulge in anything besides your main meals. Keeping some fruit in your dorm or in your backpack is a good idea for when you are craving food in between meals. Unhealthy snacking can cause unnecessary weight gain because no one thinks that a little snack here and there is going to hurt, but it adds up. Out of sight and out of mind is a saying to live by. If there are not unhealthy snacks or food items in your dorm room, then you will never be tempted to eat them.
Many colleges have attempted to employ nutrition programs in order to combat the Freshman 15. Sodexo USA is a catering company that runs many college cafeterias and provides healthy alternatives for their students. Their focus lies on limiting the amount of carbohydrates, fats, and calories in each meal. Sodexo USA guarantees no more than 20 grams of carbohydrates in carb-friendly entrees, and no more than 550 calories and 15 grams of fat in well-balanced choices. Will this really work, though? We all will still want to reach for the fatty fried foods. However, I do believe these programs are great for individuals who want a healthy lifestyle change by eating clean.
Something that many people may find shocking is that, in fact, men gain more weight than women, according to recent studies of college freshmen. This finding is mainly due to the fact that men can drink more than women, therefore making them gain more weight. The study stated that men drank 2 to 4 times as much alcohol as they did in high school, and women only drank 2 to 3 times as much.
Let's move on to another topic, binge drinking. Binge drinking is defined as having more than 5 drinks a day at least once a week. As we discussed earlier, alcohol can cause drastic weight gain. Binge drinking can be found especially among people of college age. While binge drinking rates differ for men and women, more women are falling victim to drinking alcohol at dangerously high levels, so the gender gap between men and women concerning alcohol consumption rates is growing minute.
However, there is a solution that 1/3 of all American campuses have employed to enforce a dry campus. For viewers who may not know what this is, a dry campus is essentially when a college prohibits the consumption and selling of alcohol to minors on their grounds. This practice can be found mainly in small, private colleges in the South and Midwest.
This program, however, can be found at a relatively large university, the University of Oklahoma. There, sororities, fraternities, and dorms are prohibited from having alcohol in their buildings. 21-year-olds, allowed by law to drink legally in the United States, are only allowed to drink at organized events on Friday and Saturday nights. It seems like a good policy, right?
Well, it does cut back on the amount of students consuming alcohol on campus, which can prevent this unhealthy pastime from affecting the diet of students.
Lastly, we want to wrap up this segment with a very important topic, mental health.
We understand that classes, the new environment away from home, making friends, and a wide variety of other factors can greater stress among students. With this, it's hard to balance this while thinking about weight loss and being healthy. It is crucial to put your mental health first. Our message is only meant to help you along your way of being the best person you can be. We implore you to balance your mental, social, and physical well-being. Follow these helpful tips to de-stress in college and focus on healthy living.
Get at least 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night. Eat healthy foods because fatty foods decrease your energy, which makes you more susceptible to stress. Also, exercise and find a person you can vent to about everything going on. It will make you feel better. Find a hobby to do to relax at the end of the day or in between your daily activities. Last, create your own breathing exercise to calm down with and get a massage every once in a while.
Next week, we will focus on how to get along with your roommate, tips and tricks to make new friends in college. Please comment below on any other topics you want us to cover, along with any questions you have for us. We love you all. Keep growing our viewing base so we can reach 500 subscribers. Thank you for listening to our podcast, and have a blessed day.
Bye!